From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning and welcome to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. My name is Chris Jags, host, producer, director, and creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method. I want to help you identify that pain you have, that issue that's niggling at you. You probably know what it already is. We will develop that incredible new habit to tackle that problem, and then finally, wait for it, you are going to be able to smash it out of the park and live your life, not better, but on a much higher level. Because that's the sort of person you are, aren't you? Stop ignoring the problem you have. Low confidence, not very assertive, unorganized, lack of focus. You have greatness inside of you, but working together, you and me, we can start to turn things around for you and finally enable you to level up in life. Right then, now I've told you it's time to stop hiding and get yourself moving forward, as that's the direction we are all going in, unless you're walking backwards. Let's talk about the age-old theory that you are what you attract. And believe it or not, this is actually true. It's actually a thing that you yourself become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Mix that with a quote from Karen Marie Moaning, who said, "Who and what we surround ourselves is who and what we become. In the midst of good people, it's easy to be good. In the midst of bad people, it's easy to be bad." Why not take a look at someone that you know well and then see if you can recognise characteristics from other people you know that you spend a lot of time with? It will surprise you. You could even ask someone, you know, just to see if they notice anything about you that they also see someone else doing. Now, before we get right into this, let's have a very quick break and jump in. Splash!
You've got the idea.
That's a great idea.
You've got the plan.
What's your plan?
Now let's make it happen. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
Welcome back. So let's get into the episode. Now, as I said before, you may have heard the phrase, you attract what you are. But have you fully considered what it means? Like most people, you probably tend to focus more on what you want. And when nothing seems to be going right, you wonder why you keep going through the same things in life. Unfortunately, knowing what you want is not enough. You need to discover what lies within in order to attract positive results. The better you become, the better you attract. Instead of looking for people to better you, you really need to start doing the self-work first, laying the foundations, as they say. The only thing that you need to do right now is focus on bettering yourself. When you're not growing as a person, you will try and hold on to what's familiar, even when it's unhealthy for you. Understand that you can create a mature connection that doesn't require babysitting. You don't have to be hurt, wondering, overthinking, and living in confusion, when all it takes is turning your attention back on to your own growth. It always, always starts with you. You could try thinking about this saying and what does it mean to both to you and for you. Life is only as good as your mindset. You might have enough money to get by each month, but you're extremely happy just to be alive. If your mindset was fixed on money, do you think you'd look at your life at being good if you didn't have the wealth to back it up? Some people love working every single day. Some people want to live in a forest surrounded by just trees and no people. Whatever your mindset is, that is how good you see your life. Each one of us has, believe it or not, unlimited potential to go inside and shift our outer reality. There is a magnetic energy beaming from your body pulling you towards the people, the places, the things, the situations that currently occur in your life. That magnetic pull is a match to the current vibration you hold. If you don't like what you attracted up to this point, don't point fingers at the circumstances. These are just results of your thinking. We should never blame things in the outside. That just weakens our personal power to take responsibility for our own lives. Let's look at the start of change first. When your soul is awakening to its truth, you'll go through a shift. So many changes will occur in your life. If you don't accept the changes and trust the process that it's time to evolve from things that you aren't growing you, then you'll experience problems. This is where the chasing and forcing occurs. because people are scared to grow into themselves. They get scared of the unknown, scared to let go because the familiar is too comforting even though it hurts them. The good news is that we need change. It pushes us out of our comfort zone, helps us grow. Even though there might be pain and discomfort during the process, it's definitely worth it in the end. Everyone desires change, but to become better, you have to start doing the self-work, which is owning your life. You start by forgiving yourself and everything outside of you. Did you know forgiveness is detaching your current precious energy from the past? Every moment you have a choice to use your energy to grow your vision rather than giving it away to others or the past while you deplete in sorrow. So how do we start to process change? Once you get to the point where you're done chasing, forcing, trying to keep your past together, a beautiful thing can happen. Something called surrendering. Let go of the resentment, the could-haves, should-haves, and he or she did this to me nonsense. We're going to conserve energy here, not tossing it around aimlessly. Once you become detached and own your power, you now have the opportunity to increase your vibration. Everything starts with you. You let go and allow the change to happen in your life. Instead, focus back on your thoughts, beliefs, and ideas you have about the world. What is it that little voice in your head is constantly saying? What emotion are you always hiding? Your state of being is constantly gravitating towards everything you want. You can't keep asking yourself for a particular relationship or to hold on to a negative view on love. You can't keep asking for financial freedom and hold a negative view on money. See, it's not what we say we want, but the beliefs we have about it. Change starts on the inside. Go within to discover your inner strengths, beauty, light, and everything about you that will elevate you to new heights. The result of change. After you've shifted internally and changed as a person, the results in your life will become much different. Now that you love yourself and feel whole within you, how you attract others to yourself will be completely different. You're no longer sending the insecure signals, but rather the energy of strength, awareness, love, and kindness. This kind of energy will attract people who are on a similar path of self-discovery as yourself. Ones who respect and admire your inner beauty, and ones who know how to walk by your side without force. Magical things happen when you let change, growth, and faith do the work in your life. So let's round this up then. The reasons why you attract what you are and not what you want. Number one, you don't really try to look within yourself. Remember, it's okay not to be perfect, but you need to stop letting what you are do more harm than good. Being a good person is not enough. Loving yourself is not enough. Having values is not enough. You attract not only what you are, but also what you fear, what you feel, and what's on your mind. If you're afraid of rejection, you might let people walk all over you. If you're not happy with your life or who you are, you might settle for less than what you actually deserve. If you think you think it's too difficult to make your dreams come true, you may never reach your final destination. Number two, you don't learn from your past mistakes. You see the same patterns, but you repeat them anyway. If you want good things to happen, you can't let your fears, feelings, thoughts, and emotions control you. You have to acknowledge your weaknesses and stop blaming your circumstances or others for your disappointments. No one forces you to continue suffering. You make your own choices, your own happiness, and reality. Find the things about you that aren't attractive or positive and work on yourself instead. Instead of expecting other people to understand you, decipher your patterns if you must. Be honest with yourself and do something about it. Number three, you don't act like you deserve better. The harsh truth is, you do attract what you think you deserve. What you get is in accordance with your unconscious thoughts and how you value yourself. You may have high standards, but you let people take advantage of you anyway. You may believe you deserve better, but at the end of the day, your conscious mind still allows you to settle with something you consider to be just good enough for now. You can't just look for something better in life if you don't truly believe you actually deserve it. The only way you can get what you really want is to actually believe that you're worthy of something great. And you are. And finally, at number four, you don't align your thoughts and feelings with your desires. The only way to attract what you want in life and achieve positive results is to change. You first need to realize why you attract what you are and then make the necessary changes to move forward. Your life will never be different if you don't change the way you see things, yourself, and your surroundings. Think of the quote, "Change nothing and nothing changes." You also have to help develop the emotions, feelings, and thoughts that actually align with your desires. No matter what happens, never let anything or anyone break you. You need to stay strong even if you feel like you're losing your strength. Focus on the feeling of living the life you've always imagined. Visualize the kind of life you dream of and don't give up on it. I believe in you. Now hopefully, if you do feel you need or even want to attract more in your life, take a step higher. You may find that guidance helpful at doing just that. Your life is only as good as you want to make it. Forget about circumstances. These are the events thrown at you. It's how you deal with them that helps you not only grow, but attract the right people to you. Right then, before we come to an end, right now is the time to take your life into a higher level. Get on the calendar at ldlcall.com. Start to level up today. Stop ignoring the pain you're going through day after day. Whatever the issue is, it's dragging you down, dragging your mood down. Now is the time to eliminate it from your life. Get yourself on my calendar, ldlcall.com. Find the slot for you and let's talk about how you can finally level up. You deserve to be happy after all, don't you? Yes, you do. Let's speak soon. And as for the podcast, thanks again for being here, for downloading, for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.